You're listening to a summary of 6 Reasons Why Africa's New Free Trade Area is a Global Game Changer, an article by Caroline Kendi Robb. The African Continental Free Trade Area represents an ambitious undertaking that seeks to transform African and global commerce. Unprecedented in its scope, this massive free trade region champions global cooperation at a time when many nations are turning inward and questioning the merits of economic integration. Policy analyst Caroline Kendi Robb outlines the plan's potential benefits for Africa, as well as its possible pitfalls. So let's hear the first takeaway. The African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, seeks to raise the commercial profile of the continent. The accord encompasses 55 nations with a combined population of 1.3 billion people. It sets a blueprint for continental cross-border economic cooperation by creating a single market and integrating the region into global supply chains. It all but eliminates tariffs, streamlines customs requirements, and outlines rules for the movement of people, goods, services, intellectual property, and capital. The AFCFTA launched on January 1, 2021, when Africa's contribution to global trade stood at a mere 2%. Today, its intracontinental trade is only 17% of its total trade, in contrast to European countries' 68% and Asian nations' 59%. Okay, let's move on to the second takeaway. The advantages of this new trade agreement are many. Through increased trade, the agreement would lift incomes by 7%, contribute to wage growth for women, who make up more than two-thirds of informal cross-border merchants, and raise 30 million people out of poverty by 2035. Other benefits for Africa are greater economic inclusion, export diversification, increased foreign direct investment, and expanded employment opportunities. Exports could grow by $560 billion, and consumer and business spending could reach $6.7 trillion by 2030. AFCFTA can help rebuild national economies ravaged by COVID-19 and make them more robust for future exogenous shocks. The agreement can become a model of economic integration and cooperation at a time when many countries are turning away from globalization. Now for the third and final takeaway. But the AFCFTA comes with challenges as well. Critical to the accord's success will be fair and transparent trade that offers legitimately produced and procured goods and services. Good governance will be good business. Its benefits notwithstanding, AFCFTA poses serious challenges, the first of which is implementation. Integrating cross-border frameworks for essential services like water, roads, and energy could cause knotty problems and involve coordination of shared resources and infrastructure. Second, with change comes disruption, as the pact will create losers as well as winners. For instance, a shift to large-scale agricultural production must not leave groups like small farmers behind. Third, infrastructure improvements will need funding so that more trade can take place within Africa. That was a summary of 6 reasons why Africa's new free trade area is a global game changer, an article by Caroline Kendi Robb. Let's recap those 3 takeaways. Takeaway 1. The African Continental Free Trade Area, AFCFTA, seeks to raise the commercial profile of the continent. Takeaway 2. The advantages of this new trade agreement are many. And the final takeaway. But the AFCFTA comes with challenges as well.